This is Walt Disney World Today. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
It's Monday, January 7th, and this is episode 354 of Walt Disney World Today. I'm your host, Matt Hochberg.
I'm so not Matt Hochberg. It's your host, Len Testa.
Matt is in the process of moving to Orlando, and we've decided to do the show without him. Actually, the audio quality and whatever tent he's living in right now is pretty bad. In any event, with me on the show, as always, it's Mike Scopa of AllEarsNet.com. Mike, how's it going?
You know, Len, before I even get into my podcast opening, I just want to say that for some reason I have a very positive vibe coming from you, and I have a feeling that there's another positive vibe coming from another member of the team. I just had to mention that before I get into my podcast. I just have a calm sense of being.
I gotta say, I don't know what it is, but you know, it's the room seems a little bit brighter. The air seems a little bit fresher. I don't know. Maybe the audio seems a little bit clearer. I don't know. Anyway, also with us on the show tonight is Mike Newell of MouseWorldRadio.com. Mr. Newell, lovely to see you today. Can I offer you a cigar?
Yeah, please.
Here you are.
Have some brandy with that, Len.
Oh, thanks. Hold on. Let me get the snifter out. Hold on. There you go.
Oh, very nice. Thank you. I am in my happy place today.
It really is just a much more relaxed and mellow show tonight. So hopefully it'll be good for our listeners as well.
I hope so too. And Mike, may I add, Mr. Scopa, you are looking very fine tonight. And
Michael, as always, you just are just a true gentleman.
So kind.
Thank you.
And this is episode 343 of Walt Disney World Today. Next email is from Lou of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. He writes, Matt, it's Lou from the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. Just wanted to comment on Brian from New Jersey's question, episode 341, where Brian wanted to know about if fireworks music is piped into the Magic Kingdom Resort restaurants during the hard ticket parties. Short and sweet, they piped the music into Ohana for the Christmas fireworks last year. There's a good story behind this with a couple of magical moments, if you care to read it below. We don't, but Chris, I mean, Lou, if you want to post it in the show notes, it's old, it's long, so I can't really take the time to read it all, but you can.
We don't care.
Sorry, we don't care about your magical memories.
Way to take the listeners' feelings into consideration there. Nice, Hochberg, nice.
I know, we're always looking to build long-lasting relationships with our listeners here at WDW today.
You know what? You know what we need to do? I was thinking about this because I was thinking about you this weekend.
Oh, thank you.
And what we need here is some sort of corollary to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. We need Donald's Happy Hanukkah Celebration or something. We need Goofy's Kwanzaa Blowout or something like
that. There you go.
Then it could be like, you know, Minnie's Ramadan.
really delineate those holidays. You really get down to it. It's like Arbor Day with Chip and Dale.
Disney has a huge potential here to market not only to other you know religions and to promote diversity, but to continue the trend of having every single day the Magic Kingdom closed early for a hard ticket.
It's not a bad marketing idea.
Exactly. Did you see the article about the 63-year-old grandmother who got caught trying to bring a loaded gun into the Magic Kingdom?
And some knives, right? Wasn't it a knife?
And a knife. And a folded knife, yeah.
Well, you know, look, Grandma's been having some hard times. I mean, she has to travel through South Central, you know.
Have you seen those lines? Come on, how else can you get through?
But she was from, like, Mississippi. I'm like, what theme park in Mississippi do you need to pack heat when you're visiting? But here's the other thing I think, and I'm serious for a second. I mean you would not typically think of a 63-year-old grandmother as the kind of person to bring a gun, which tells you that the Disney security guards – really do a fairly thorough job of checking everyone's bags. That, you know, they could just as easily just, you know, given her a cursory glance and sent her on away. But the fact that they actually found it is good.
Well, I guess the security system is a great deterrent against, you know, the local gangs. But grandmas just aren't getting the message over there, and they just keep on trying to wheel it in over there with their bringing their sawed-offs in their in their little granny carts.
So we had a dinner at Ohana with a bunch of listeners from the show last Friday, and it went really, really well. But one of the things that we said we would do is we would pay for half the dinner, as coming from the show, and that the people who joined us for dinner would pay for the other half, you know, each. So if dinner was $22, each person would pay $11, and then the show would pay $11. So I was the one who volunteered to do that. So I was perfectly happy paying the bill. So I go up to Scopa like right before the dinner started, and I said, "Hey, Mike, you know you're the, you know you're the elder statesman for the show. Why don't you get up and tell everyone that instead of it being for me, that you know the show is paying for, for dinner." And then I went and sit down. Scopa gets up, and I don't know if he was drunk or he was old or whatever.
a little,
clearly the geritol had not kicked in. He gets up and he says, "Well, listen, you know, we're here from WDW today, and we'd like to thank you all for coming. And oh, by the way, dinner's on us."
I know when he said that, I was like, I was like, the bathroom now.
I was like, really, it is? Because I don't know which of you clowns are picking up the other half. So
he paid for the rest of the night, huh?
So I had actually told the waiter already that I was getting the bill. So, and then Scopa says, "Oh, by the way, Ellen's paid for everything." So the bill ended up being, do you know how much it was? Well, I told you. Yeah. Guess how much it was, Eliopoulos. 22 people.
Well, you're the math guy. And how many people were there?
22.
And it was like 20-something, 22 each?
Yeah, go ahead.
Add it up. I don't know, $15? See, I'm a cartoonist. I don't know how to add.
ended up being just short of $800, like $796. Yeah, so.
Although you put your DDE on there and made up for about 8 DDE cards off that.
So my DDE card was $65, and I just on that meal alone, I saved $130-some.
Okay, well.
But anyway,
fill you when you got back to the room and explain.
I didn't know that was gonna happen. So there was a brief discussion on it. Yes.
Yeah, just did a little. Enjoy the meal at least.
Yeah, it was great. It was really good to see everyone and everything.
Is it $800 worth?
You know, for $800, somebody better be naked. That's all I'm saying.
347 of Walt Disney World tonight. I broke down on Haunted Mansion. I got evacuated on there, so that was pretty cool.
You don't want to become the thousandth ghost?
Wait,
so hold on. You actually walked back through the attraction?
Yeah, they evacuated us off.
It's like through the different scenes. There's no like secret tunnel or anything like that?
No, they just brought it. That's what I thought, but
no. And you didn't take anything?
That's what I'm wondering.
You know, I tried to grab Leota, but she just kept on talking and talking and talking.
And back. Like, oh my god, yeah, exactly.
I mean, Len, you know how that really? Is with women. You just yap, 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 yap.
No, actually, I don't, but...
All right, we're on the air. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, Jesus. Come on. You gotta learn my voice. You didn't take anything at all? You didn't try and grab anything? Or?
No, you know, petty larceny really isn't my thing.
No, but how about making money on eBay? Is that your thing? Is that your thing? Wow.
And this is episode 348 of Walt Disney World Today.
It's interesting to see not how the films are made or the content of the films, but how each country chooses to illustrate itself during each of the films.
Mm-hmm.
So typically, all of the countries, except for Mexico, have... there's always some parade going on, right, in all the films where people are waving flags in some sort of national day. You've always got the sort of history of the country. You've always got some sort of demonstration of the things that the country produces, you know, the industrial might of the country. You've right. also got some sort of either overt or subtle reference to the military might of the country. Think about it, even in France. They do something with the horses walking through the Arc de Triomphe.
Right.
So there's always some sort of military might conveyed in all the films except for China. And then there's always that, you know, that let's celebrate our minorities 10-second clip in all the films. Case in point, China. You know, I mean, they're talking about their history. They're talking about, you know, their culture, and they're talking about how westernized they are, but you just know that there's that 10-second clip of dancing Yi people halfway through the film.
Right.
Okay. So, but for Mexico, really, they don't really focus on anywhere on the films on anything other than tourist destinations.
Well, you gotta, you know, as
But here's my question. Is that what Disney thinks Mexico is? Or did somebody in the Mexican government say, yeah, you know what? This is us. I don't know. But it's an interesting question.
Yeah. No, that is interesting.
And I actually said in the guide, and Bob cut it out for some reason, that Mexico is the only film that focuses solely on the hedonistic pleasures to be found in its country. Anyway.
Interesting. Newell, what's your thought on Mexico?
That closes it for Meet the Press this week.
Personally, I didn't like it at all.
Really?
Well, if you're not familiar with the other characters besides Donald, you're gonna go in there saying, "Who are these guys?"
Yeah.
Technically, only Panchito is the only Mexican caballero.
True.
Jose Carioca is from Brazil, and Donald is from Burbank.
Burbank. It's very true, though. I mean, it's not truly.
It's true.
Kevin writes, the early years portion of Scopa Towers lays in debris and dust, awaiting need for more rooms at the Walt Disney World Resort before being built. It seems to me that part of the reason why these half-built behemoths lay idle is a flawed concept for Pop Century. As we move into the second decade of the 21st century, I question the wisdom and relevance of hotels dedicated to close to 100-year-old pop culture. Thanks to movies and TV, the 50s have a pretty well-known pop culture awareness, even for people born in the 80s and 90s. But the 20s and 30s, or even the teens, not so much, eh? Or they could just get Sam Eagle to do the PR for it. It's salute to all decades, but mostly the second half.
Tribute to the 20th century, but mostly the second half.
But especially one, yes.
What good happened in the 1930s? It's the Great Depression.
A lot of Red Baron posters in your room.
That was the 1917. There's the World War One, but that's all right. You're not a history major. That's fine. Really, what are you going to get out of the 30s? The Great Depression? Ooh, there's some good times right there. Yeah, put that up on the.
I'd like the Dust Bowl section, please.
The Dust Bowl section. Get some Okies.
You know what the most interesting aspect of the legendary is?
Wait, he's still laughing. The lead's still going.
Yeah, you know, the Great Depression years, people hanging themselves in the room.
Oh, my God.
You know how the golden years
the people that could be checking you in going, luggage, huh? In my day, we didn't have luggage. We had burlap sacks. And when we weren't using them for luggage, we wore them as clothes. Go ahead.
Okay. Are you finished? Go ahead. Well, you know how the golden years the classic years has stairways that go up through Rubik cubes and eight tracks and bowling pins. What will the legendary years have for stairways? That's my interest. Curious as to what that will be. Ticker tape, stock tape. Yeah.
There'll be a huge Zeppelin as one of them.
The Hindenburg.
Oh my God.
Oh. You can walk through the flaming wreckage of the Hindenburg.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, the humanity. I know the top half of the
humanity. Oh. That's awful.
Next email is from Marcy Butler, who writes, "Hi all, quick question. In August, I'll be heading to Walt Disney World to celebrate my 30th birthday. Does Walt Disney World recognize this in any way?"
Interesting. I was there in August this year, and they actually had Marcy's 29th birthday parade. I don't know if she was.
You were there for that too?
Yeah. Did you see it? The floats were fantastic.
Well, I was in the studios, and they had the Marcy fireworks special, and it was really nice. I mean, it just blew. You know, Sorcery in the Sky was nice, but man, this is a great annual show.
Yeah.
Just it's, really great.
Yeah, it's interesting. They had the big Marcy head pop out of the Illuminations globe. During Illuminations,
yeah,
I kind of like the Peace on Earth thing better, but
in general, there's something to be said. A little Marcy goes a long way.
A little Marcy goes a long way. Seriously,
just get a birthday button. Here's episode 352 of Walt Disney World Today. Next email is from Shane from Snellville, Georgia, who writes, "Hey Matt, recently on a podcast, and by the time you read this on the air, recently will mean 1 year ago, you said one of your favorite Disney podcasts to listen to was Netcot. Mine too. So in true Netcot fashion, give me your top 7 reasons why this podcast is better than Lou's." All right. I'll give you the reasons for each of the inches of Lou's height. So that'll be 7. let's see. Number 1, Len is far better looking than Lou.
Wow.
Number 2, The rest of us are all better looking than Lou. Number three. I mean, trivia. Come on.
There's a reason it's called trivial, right?
Exactly. The word is derived there for a reason.
When you say it's trivial, that's not a compliment.
he's just, if you've ever met the guy, just if you haven't, let me paint the picture for our listeners. He's about, like I said, about 7 inches high. He walks with a limp. He has a patch over his left eye. He drools mostly, and he's usually pushing over little kids on his way to get more money from people buying his books. So, you know, just a mean, nasty guy. He has T-tops on his car. That's another reason right there.
T-tops. I mean, T-tops. On his Camaro. His 85
on his Camaro. That's right, a Z28.
Or denim jackets with fringe.
That's right. And lastly, he thinks Bruce Springsteen is better than Bon Jovi. So, no taste whatsoever.
I was going to say none of us are lawyers from New Jersey, but whatever. Okay.
That's right.
This is episode 355 of Walt Disney World Today. Continuing our Hochberg Free in 08 theme, I am Len Testa, your host. With me, as always, the venerable Mike Newell of MouseWorldRadio.com. Mr. Newell, lovely to see you today. Those slippers you are wearing, fantastic.
Those are the ones you got me for Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I knew they would make you look distinguished,
I'm
as always.
I'm so fond of them. And this nice smoking jacket that Mr. Scopa gave me. It's very nice.
You look good in velvet. I've got to say that. Hey, this next one is from Steven Johnson, somewhere in the military. He writes us and says, Mangello, everyone. Love the podcast.
Mangello.
During show 320, a couple of people asked about ordering just appetizers in the restaurants. I have a story along these lines that I think you will.
That never happens.
I know, really. It's like our thing, right? My wife and I were on our 15-year anniversary trip in October 2000. We had initially bought a Birnbaum's book. What a mistake. Just before our trip, we came across a new book. Maybe you've heard about it. I won't mention the title here, but it starts with U. Sounds like unofficial. Anyway, we read about having desserts at the Brown Derby, so we decided that on our studio's day, we would have lunch at the ABC commissary and then go over to the Brown Derby for dessert. When we showed up at the hostess station, she looked at us oddly and said that they didn't seat for just dessert. We thanked her and left sadly. We didn't get 20 feet out the door when the manager literally came running out after us. She immediately sat us at a very nice table and asked us what we wanted. We told her the desserts we wanted to try. Well, our server brought out dessert all right. We received two of every dessert on the menu and only were billed for the ones we asked for. You can bet the server got a nice tip that day. This is when we learned the lesson that I will always tell you. Always ask a cast member. Chances are you will run into one that will go out of their way to make your visit special. Thanks again for a great podcast, and hopefully they'll answer this before we come back. So it's great. So I'm glad I read the email, because all of the insults were directed towards Hotchport and all the praise was directed towards me. So this is the kind of email that we want to go through here. Thanks very much, Howard. In terms of getting information about the new attractions, I think the only major one that we know about is Toy Story Mania. And for that, I would definitely check out studioscentral.com, which, the webmaster is a complete tool over there. But the website itself ain't bad, I guess.
Space Cadet.
This is episode 356 of Walt Disney World Today. I am your host for the week, Len Testa, the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. With me, as always, from Mouse World Radio, Spicy Mike Newell.
I'm really enjoying myself this week, I have to say.
This has been the most relaxed, pleasant week I think we've had in a long, long, long time.
Yeah,
efficient, calm, getting through a bunch of listener questions. It's been great.
And we're having a heck of a good time.
Thanks very much for your time on the show, Mike. I know I never recognized your I know that the normal host of the show never recognizes the hard work that you put into this thing.
No,
but
he doesn't
I just want to say.
He doesn't care.
I really. You're really the guy who keeps this thing running.
Thank you, Lynn. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Also with us on the show is Mike Scopa of AllEarsNet.com. Mr. Scopa, how's it going?
I love you guys.
please tell me that's from a show. From a Disney attraction. Some sort of twisted version of Enchanted Tiki Birds or something. Our next question is from Susan, who writes, hi, Mike.
Mike.
and Len, plus some guy named Matt.
Who is this Matt guy?
He used to be on the show, apparently, a long time ago. Anyway, thanks for the great podcast, now that it doesn't have Hotchberg. She only wrote the last part of it. Susan. Our next question is from Jeff of Mandeville, Louisiana, who writes, great podcast. I've been a listener since episode one. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Actually, I can't. That's really good. Thanks, Jeff.
And he's still with us.
It's still with us, really. Well, I think, you, Jeff, you might like the episodes now without Hotchberg. This might be a new and improved thing. Let us know. Yeah. I visit Walt Disney World.
If you didn't like us now, you're going to love us now.
You'll love us now, exactly. It's more substance, less fluff. Because, you know, really, Hotchberg, we just hired him for his looks.
We did?
I mean, yeah, we did. That was great. That was awesome.
This is episode 358 of Walt Disney World Today. Next email is from Gary from Staten Island.
Yeah.
Question regarding the Great Movie Ride. Let's get
the Great Movie Lie.
Great question about the Great Movie Ride. Let's get rid of great and change the dull. Is it due for a major rehab? Is this in the mix since the studios is in for a transformation? No, but I like it. I don't think it's dull. I think it's and
I'm like, really? Might as well be sponsored by Somonex.
Oh, come on, Len. You of all people have to have an appreciation for the Great Movie Ride. I mean, it's. You know, first of all, it doesn't sell out like many of the other attractions that promote any kind of other film. You know, it's not a shill for these films. It's promoting classic films, and they're not all Disney, which is even better.
You know, all of those films date back like to the late 70s, early 80s, and it's just so hard for them to change out those attractions right now.
Right, but then according to that theory, no one would know who Snow White is, because that movie was from 1939.
You do have to bring up a good point, don't you, Hotchberg?
But you see Snow White throughout. You don't see Johnny Weissmuller throughout, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't see Johnny Weissmuller as a great meet and greet, you know.
Disney's done a much better job of keeping Snow White relevant in the public's mind than maybe MGM has with Johnny Weissmuller.
And this is episode 359 of Walt Disney World Today. Making her return to the show, her prophesized return to the show,
like
I should say.
A bad case of syphilis. Go ahead.
It's everybody's favorite researcher for the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. It's Christina. Is it Christina Tess, or is that your stage name now?
It's Harrison now, yeah.
No, we're calling you Christina
Hello.
Tess.
Hello.
It's like Cher.
If you're a listener and you see her, ideally you would see her from like across the plaza at Interventions in Epcot, and you would scream, there's Christina!
I like that. I do like public across displays,
And then, so the more public, loud, gauche display it is,
better the prize.
And it'll be even a better prize if you make that same energetic response if you see Dion, her husband.
But he'll respond back, though.
Oh, here
I'll run. Yeah.
You know what? It would be even better, though, if you're on a ride and you see her and you get up out of the ride and start like on.
Oh, you get all the prizes. You get whatever I've got left in the backpack.
You're throwing stuff at them. I was on a trip one time with Christina, and we were literally finishing up a snack somewhere. She still had food in her hand and was saying, "That's good. Where are we eating lunch?" Dion once said that he was able to eat in Walt Disney World. He would actually eat only when the pain from the previous meal subsided.
Yes.
He would eat so much that his stomach would hurt. And then as soon as his stomach stopped hurting, he would eat again until it hurt again.
Since we have lunch with Mickey at the Garden Grill.
Ew.
It's going to be fun. It's Dion
likes Mickey. I don't really care what we have to eat.
You can always
can
go
I say
to
that?
Sunshine Seasons.
Do a lot of people listen to the show?
No, no one listens to the show. It's just Newell. He just downloads it over and over and over again.
You got me.
So I have to make sure he sees Mickey Mouse. So.
I don't think you'll have a problem with that at Disney World.
Yeah, no. So that's the plan for
the
morning.
You know what you should do? As you're eating in Garden Grill, you should complain about dizziness. Like, I get the strange feeling that, like, I'm dizzy. Like, we're moving and spinning, and my head is just... I just don't feel good. Something wrong here? You know, because it moves at like half a mile an hour.
Don't suggest that to Dion, because we'll have to leave.
Just say, just like I have some sort of inner ear disorder. There's something wrong here. Anyway.
Okay, and then dinner at Liberty Tree.
Ew. No. All right.
We like it.
No. Matt's veto. I'm throwing down the...
Fat old married people.
No, I've got... No, I have to. I'm putting my foot down on this one. I I'll let Garden Grill slide. This one, you have to cancel. It's overpriced, and it's terrible.
We have the dining plan. We enjoy the characters.
Yeah, they have to eat six times a day. It's the deluxe dining plan.
It's all sentimental. We had Dion's birthday there. We had his cake. He had cake everywhere we went.
So you're making him relive those bad memories of bad food?
We had a great time. The food was fine when you're tired. It doesn't matter. It's mostly sentimental attachment.
Okay.
If you have any other recommendations, what else is there in the Magic Kingdom?
Oh, Pecos Bills. I'll take that any day.
I don't know that Dion would do that. All right, what? So then, then we're off to the studios for extra magic hours.
Now we're talking.
Talk about a waste of a day. Go ahead.
What you do when you stole towels from the Polynesian and you made me shower at the gas station?
You made her shower at the gas station?
There's just a whole set of stories there that no one's
ever... Did the Polynesian ever get their towels back, Len? Do they know?
I
do they listen to this?
They're still safe. No, but the point now is if I sent them back now, first of all, I have a complete collection and I'm waiting for a really good friend to get married so I can give them to them as a gift. Oh. But
so not your sister.
No.
Okay.
To be, you know,
all right, okay.
And then
Matt's gonna get those.
Yeah, but they've terrific. Actually, yeah, exactly. Matt's gonna get them. They've actually changed the towel design now, so it's I can't give them back because they just stand out.
Oh, so now I'm getting the old stuff.
You're getting the
classic.
Stuff.
The old hotness.
You're getting the classic stuff. You can't get this stuff no more. That's what you're getting.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, and the whole reason that we want to do the contest was because Len swears that people hear his voice and your voice, Matt, in the parks, and they just, you know, fall down and want to lick your toes and. So
that's more
hot spring,
actually. People don't recognize it's me until I swear in the park.
Or whatever. Like, hey, so, yeah. So
Len Testa.
Len keeps talking about how he just can't even go to the bathroom without people following him in. Shut up. A lot of work. Michael. And so I was like, all right, cool. So I'm going to order a hat, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can't be on without some kind of phallic reference. Okay, so.
Episode 360 of Walt's World today. And joining us for another show, it's the host of the Top 7 Must-Sees at Walt Disney World. It's, of course, Stacey Aswad. Welcome back, Stacey.
Hi. Good to be here.
A little Joanne Worley there, I think.
Usually the days start very early. And except for the downtown Disney part, we film a lot of the nighttime-looking scenes at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning before the sun comes up, depending on the time of year. So that there's nobody in the parks. The parks aren't even open yet. And so they have the lighting looks good and there's not a lot of sound. Because that's a big challenge for us is sometimes, you know, like especially in Magic Kingdom, I have to pop out the stuff about, you know, the Year of a Million Dreams before the train goes by or before the parade starts. And so
right,
you don't
the river,
have...
You got the riverboat, you got the liberty, you got everything, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, as an actor, it's awesome because I have to get it in one take because I only have 3 minutes and it takes 2 minutes of text to get it all out.
Do you ever get recognized when you walk around?
I do now. So the first year, it was kind of like, who's that girl? What's going on? You know, oh... That's
where's Krissa?
Cruise, keep walking. So usually what happens is they get the food, and it's not, you know, shellacked with anything. It's just the actual yummy-looking Disney food. And after I do what I do with it and konnichiwa, they go, here, who wants this? And I have to tell you, when we were in Germany, I had the pretzels und Bier.
And beer?
And there was pretzels und Bier.
That really rolled off your tongue pretty easily, like you've said it like 1,000 times. Go ahead.
Isn't that weird? I am so talented.
Wow, you're good.
Thank you. But they would say, okay, who wants this? And, you know, people would stop and watch the segment we were filming. And when we did the Germany little segment, it was like a riot. I'll take the beer. I want the pretzel. I mean, I was like, bothered.
And then when you got to China, you went to Nine Dragons. Nobody said a word. Everyone was like, "No, I'll pass. Thanks."
I was there.
No one wanted. The turkey leg. Someone wanted that. They're like, I don't care if she bit it. I'll take it.
Really?
I was like, what
Scopa was hungry then.
Hey, what are you doing? He's like, I don't mind. I'll eat the other side.
Like the other side of the turkey.
I thought that was a riot. Oh,
it's still good. It's still good.
Hey, what? What? She was all the way over here. Look how big this thing is.
They're Disney germs. They're magical. Nothing.
That's right.
Well, that's it for us today. If you want to find our show notes, send us your comments, or listen to our older episodes, visit the Walt Disney World Today website at www.wdwtoday.com. For Lan Testa, Mike Scopa, and Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
Merry Christmas.